Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Oh, kia ora, Alice.
Kia ora, Rachel.
You're wearing the coziest looking jersey I've ever seen.
It's actually gorgeous because it's mohair and it takes up a lot of space, and I get little bits of it caught my mouth and, you know.
Mohair is like that, eh?
Yeah. You're like, you'll be talking, then you're like, I'm sorry, just give me one moment. Like a little cat.
Exactly. We're not alone, though. Who have we got on the line?
I have the absolute pleasure of talking to Ollie Matheson this morning, choreographer and dancer based here in Tamaki Makaurau. Welcome, Ollie, to the show.
Kia ora. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, Ollie, we're talking about the newest works, I'm saying works plural, to come out from Atamera Dance Company. This is Kaha Triple Boost, which opens at Q Theatre next week. Now, Ollie, tell me a little bit about Kaha and how these works have been developed over what I'm imagining is got to be a couple of years, right? And over the last period we've been through.
The old pandemic.
So Kaha Triple Boost, which opens this Thursday actually, is a three kind of part work. So we have a VR installation called Tomo VR, as well as a choreographed solo by Sean McDonald called Still, and then five short dance works which we call Kaha. So we have developed this over the past year or so through two different research projects called HOR. So we did one at the end of last year online during the pandemic, and one at the start of this year. So out of those two little research projects have emerged this awesome Triple Boost work, which we have pieced together over the past three intense weeks, but it's been so fantastic.
Gosh, it really sounds like, no disrespect, saying like a smorgasbord of concepts, ideas, artistry, and actually seeing a whole lot of probably complementary but potentially colliding thoughts from the company. Tell me a little bit about Queertanga, which is a piece that you have as a part of the Kaha lineup.
So my work, Queertanga, it explores a character which has emerged from looking at myself and my past year working with Atamera Dance Company as a very fair-skinned Māori, and as a someone who's been raised in, you know, this very colonised, heteronormative world. I was looking at myself thinking, what have I been raised to be, and what has emerged out of this? So my work kind of pokes fun at a straight white man kind of character, which is what I believe kind of this society and world was gearing me towards being. And if it wasn't for my queertanga, if it wasn't for my whakapapa, then what do I actually look like to the world? Just a photo of me? Do I just look like a straight white man? Do people just assume that? So that's what my work kind of explores, and then it explores extracting the whakapapa out of me and stripping it away of colonisation, all through very symbolic, abstracted forms of movement and theatre.
My gosh, I think to see something like that embodied in a performative space would be incredibly powerful for people coming to experience the work. And you yourself are actually inside the work, is it? Are you actually performing, or is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. So within Kaha, the five short works, all of the choreographers and dancers perform in each other's works. And because my being speaks so closely and so personally to myself, I have actually decided to put myself within my own work as an insight for the audience, as well as a kind of moment of true authenticity in there, something which didn't feel quite right to be replicated by someone else for multiple different reasons. Yeah.
Mm. And tell me about Atamira as a company. I mean, the I want to say Kaupapa Māori at the heart of what drives the company. Can you just tell me a little bit about what Atamira is and what it is like to be an artist working inside such a kind of a framework, structure, collective?
Yeah, absolutely. So Atamira Dance Company this is our 22nd year running this year, and we pretty much act as a platform to share different kaupapa, different stories about Māori artists, connecting to our whakapapa, and Kaha Triple Boost definitely looks to the future of what Atamira and what Māori contemporary dance could be. As such, last year we did a work called Te Whiki, which was our 21st birthday celebration, which celebrated the past 21 years, whereas Kaha kind of looks to the future. We have a haka in there, which is non-binary, and we explore how we act as a progressive company while still upholding tikanga and maintaining connection to history and colonisation and to the whenua. So there's a lot in here, but it's definitely a space for exploration. It uplifts young Māori artists as well as celebrating our tuakana. It's got everything, and it's more than just a dance company. It really is a platform for Māori and for artists, and it's a place where audiences can come seek knowledge and connection. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, that's so gorgeous, Ollie. And I know under Jack Gray, who leads the company, Jack for me is a total a visionary and ability to take concepts and question and challenge and be constantly evolving is a testament to this expanse of 22 years at the company. Has been running. So actually, you're right. It opens this Thursday, and you've got only 7th to the 9th to see it, so it's a really limited window. You've got Kaha Triple Boost, which is the work by Sean. You've got these five new works by yourself and four other collaborators, and then also this VR experience which is just which just sounds so fabulous. So whereabouts is the show performing, and where can people get their bloody tickets?
So it's performing at Q Theatre in the CBD, and the Tomo VR is showing in the vault, which is downstairs, an underground basement space. And then Sean McDonald, Still and Kaha are performed as like a double bill in the loft. And you can check out tickets either on Q website or the Atamira Dance Company website. You can also check us out on Facebook or Instagram, and on our social media there's links to the tickets, and we have some little webisodes which take a look into the process behind the making that we've gone on for the past 3 weeks.
Amazing. This sounds like such an incredible evening or evenings of performance. Ollie, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. And Alice, always thank you for coming in as well. Have a great performance, and we'll see you all soon.
Thanks, Ollie.
Yeah, thanks so much. We'll see you there. Have a fantastic day.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.